was Toya, before that McCartney and Jackson, before that Gwen Guthrie, and we started all with Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's it from me, it's 3 minutes to seven. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Andy. If you get time during the day to drop us a line, we'd be really pleased to hear from you. It's Radio Caroline, P.O. Box 69504. Los Angeles 90069. Have a really nice day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Radio Caroline, it's now 7 o'clock and time for the news. It's reported that South African troops have carried out raids on guerrilla targets in the Mozambique capital of Maputo. South African jets bombed the headquarters of the African National Congress in Maputo earlier this year. An American Marine has been killed and three others wounded in a machine gun attack at their post near the Beirut airport. The Americans returned fire. The new-look British cabinet starts work today with Mr. Norman Tebbit as the new Ministry for Trade and Industry. He replaces Cecil Parkinson, who resigned last week. Mr. Tebbit's promotion now makes him the Prime Minister's right-hand man and a likely successor as leader of the Tory party. Mr. Tom King replaces Mr. Tebbit as the Employment Secretary. And police in Scotland have been hunting through the night for a dangerous prisoner who escaped from Edinburgh's Sefton jail. 32-year-old James Bagri was serving a life sentence for murder. And the weather forecast, most places will be dry at first, but there will be rain later, and a high today of about 14 degrees. That's it. A very good morning. It's 2 minutes past seven. I'm Andy Archer, and this is Nick Hayward.
Did you say it's all over? at me, oh my heart, and justify all affection beyond recollection. I was fine in Virginia, guess it's true what I've said. Wake up, get up, get up, break up, say goodbye for today.
It's my life.
my day hasn't begun well. I ran into a door about a half an hour ago. It's quite rough out here today. We're on the turn as well, if you'll pardon the expression. We turn around being on a ship twice a day, along with the tides. And when the sea's a bit rough, that can be unpleasant as well. It's now 7:08. I'm Andy Archer. This is Radio Caroline and a song from Billy Joel. Billy Joel and an Uptown Girl, and we followed that with Randy Crawford and You Might Need Somebody. It's now 7:15. A look at the news headlines so far this morning. Norman Tebbit starts work today as the new Trade and Industry Secretary, and police in Scotland are hunting a dangerous prisoner who's escaped from Edinburgh jail. The South African Air Force have bombed guerrilla targets in the Mozambique capital of Maputo, and an American Marine has been killed in the Lebanon. A look at the weather. Most places will be dry at first today, but there will be some rain about later, and a high today of 14 degrees.
All night long.
It's now 23 minutes past 7 on this Monday morning. Quite a nice morning at sea. It's a little choppy, but it's not too cold. Bracing, I think you'd call it. That was Joe Jackson with Breaking Us in Two. And before that, Lionel Richie with All Night Long. A couple of anniversaries of birth today. Arthur Miller, born in 1915, the playwright and scriptwriter. He wrote Death of a Salesman. Also, he one stage was married to Marilyn Monroe. And also, he wrote the screenplay for The Misfits. And A.S. Neill was born on this day in 1883. He was the progressive educationalist who set up the Summerhill schools, and I believe there are half a dozen or so spread throughout Britain. The birthdays and anniversaries at 24 minutes past 7, a Monday morning. It's the 17th of October, and this is Culture Club and Black Money. Cries out every emotion.
said.
Time is 7:31. Grant Benson with the Radio Caroline News. The three ministers named yesterday by Mrs. Thatcher in her cabinet reshuffle begin work in their new jobs this morning, just a week before Parliament is due to reassemble. Mr. Norman Tebbit takes over the Trade and Industry Department from the man whose resignation forced the move, Mr. Cecil Parkinson. Mr. Tom King is the new Employment Secretary, and Mr. Ridley gets his job in Transport. The official Soviet news agency TASS has quoted the Foreign Minister, Mr. Gromyko, as saying that agreement can still be reached at the Geneva arms reduction talks, but only before deployment of American missiles begins in Western Europe. Mr. Gromyko is said to have told his West German counterpart, Herr Genscher, when they met in Vienna, that it was up to the Americans to adopt a serious negotiating position. In Lebanon, another American Marine serving with the multinational peacekeeping force has been killed, the second in 3 days. The ceasefire between Lebanon's rival factions now seems to be at risk. There is severe disruption to services on London's Underground this morning after a power failure affecting the whole network. The start of services was delayed half an hour, and London Transport say that the rush hour could be a very hectic one for commuters. Passengers are advised to make alternative arrangements wherever possible. Police in Scotland have been hunting through the night for a dangerous prisoner who escaped from Edinburgh's Sefton jail. 32-year-old James Bagary was serving a life sentence for murder. And finally, it's reported that South African troops have carried out raids on guerrilla targets in the Mozambique capital of Maputo. South African jets bombed the headquarters of the African National Congress in Maputo earlier this year. That's the Radio Caroline News. The time is 27 minutes before 8 o'clock.